This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah Azza wa Jalla would say the role of the Prophets of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam, when they would come to their people and they would call them to the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jalla, from amongst the most common responses that they would receive was مَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي آبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ. This isn't something that we've heard before from our forefathers. This is something weird, something strange, something that we don't accept. That is how Islam began. And for those people at that time to hold on to their religion, to be steadfast upon it, to persevere and have the discipline and the strength and the courage to believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required a great deal from them. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla honors and blesses those people that we call the companions of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا. But then at the end or towards the end of time, Islam becomes strange again. Not necessarily this time because the Muslims are few and far between. Not necessarily because there's only one Muslim in a family or in a community or in a country. But because the correct understanding of Islam and holding on to the Quran and the teachings of the Sunnah, that becomes strange, even amongst the Muslims. As the scholars of the Salaf used to mention, that a person wants to stand up and hold on to the Sunnah. They want to abide by the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. They want to live their life in accordance to the revelation that Allah Azza wa Jal gave. But even amongst the Muslims, that becomes strange because the people have become distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The iman has become weak. Their understanding of the religion is not the same way as the companions of the tabi'een understood this religion. So the Muslim even at that time becomes strange even amongst the Muslims. They look at him and he's someone who wants to uphold the Sunnah, or she's someone who wants to apply the Sunnah in her life. And they consider that to be strange because the way that they want to practice Islam isn't necessarily according to the Quran and to the Sunnah. You have the person who's invited to the wedding, but the wedding's full of music, full of free mixing. That person wants to stay away from that wedding because they want to uphold in their life the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They want to uphold the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But his own family, her own friends, her own relatives are going to speak against them. Why? Because that person's trying to hold on to the Sunnah. And so they are like strangers in that time.